My passage comes from Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. For he founded it on the seas and established it on the waters. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not trust in an idol or swear by a false god. They will receive blessing from the Lord and vindication from God their Savior. Such is the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face, God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, you gates. Be lifted up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Lift them up, you ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is he, this King of glory? The Lord Almighty. He is the King of glory. I love this passage because it assures us that it's possible to ascend the mountain of the Lord. It's possible if we have clean hands and a pure heart, and we don't cheat, and in essence that we don't have sin. And that makes me aware that for me, and pretty much everyone I know, it's impossible. The only person that I know for which it is not impossible is the person of Jesus Christ. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful that as we face the challenges of life, we have a Savior. We have a Lord and a Savior who makes it possible through the grace of God and what he did on the cross for each one of us, to face life with a perspective different than the way we are by ourselves. See, I believe that humans are wired to be completed by God. We were made spiritually to be one with God. And Jesus said, the Father and I are one. And if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And so when we accept Christ as our Savior, we are allowing his Holy Spirit to indwell within us. We are the temple of the Lord, it says in 1 Corinthians 6. We are not our own. And that's what this passage means when it says the earth is the Lord's and all who dwell in it. It's referring not just to material things, but to living things. And God has a heart and a love for every human being. And sometimes I don't take all of what God looks at and how God looks at things into consideration. I just look at things from my perspective. God is constantly challenging me to step back from my perspective and see his perspective. In this passage, we're told that God is at our side and that with God, we can make it. That as we seek him and as we search for him, we will find him. That's what Jesus meant when he said in Matthew 7:7, knock, seek, and ask, and you shall find. Jesus is the truth and the way. And as I let God give me his perspective through the nature and person of Jesus Christ, I hear his voice when he says, wake up. Wake up. The King of glory is ready to enter. And he speaks to the doors and he speaks to the gates, and doors open and gates open because the King of Glory is there. He's got a heart to be with us as we carry his hope and his love to this hurting world. And right now there's a lot of hurt in this world. And we can only do so much, but I'll tell you what, God cares about every little thing that you're going through, and he cares about the people around you and every little thing that they're going through. And all we have to do is make ourselves available to his Holy Spirit, and he will lead us and he will guide us through this. So I just want to encourage you to know that he is with you, and he will carry you through, and you will say at the end of your life, "I am so glad I had this journey with him." It can be discouraging at times, but there's nothing more exciting than to walk in the very love of Jesus Christ as we walk in this life. Thank you.